بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد قال الله تعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وجاءه قومه يهرعون إليه ومن قبل كانوا يعملون السيئات قال يا قوم هؤلاء بناتي هن أطهر لكم فاتقوا الله ولا تخزوني في ضيفي أليس منكم رجل رشيد صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday, under the chapter the honoring or the ikram of the guest, we discussed the incident of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, which was mentioned in the Quran, wherein from which incident many ulama ikram have extracted many of the adab and the etiquette of the honoring of the guest, how to serve the guest, etc. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, as is his wont, in the introduction of this chapter brings another verse of the Quran which alludes to a similar incident. As we mentioned, those guests of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, although they appeared to be human beings in the form of robust, young, handsome men, they were in fact malaika of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that had been sent to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam to inform him and his wife Sarah of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to bless her with a son, in other words Ishaq alayhi salam. This obviously was a miracle in the sense that she was, as is found elsewhere in the Quran, ajuzun aqim. She was an elderly woman past the age of childbearing, and aqim, she was what we call banj, in other words barren, unable to conceive a child. Yet miraculously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with Sayyidina Ishaq alayhi salam. These angels were, after Ibrahim alayhi salam, they continued and they proceeded to Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam. The other verses which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has mentioned in the introduction of this chapter allude to that incident where they went to Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam to inform him of the impending azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which is going to befall his nation. As we, most of us will be aware, the nation of Lut alayhi salam was involved in the sin of what we call lawatat, in other words homosexuality, which goes against the very grain of haya, of shame and modesty, goes against the grain of human nature, etc. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's azab befell that nation. So to inform Lut alayhi salam that the azab of Allah is about to come, these angels, after leaving Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, went to Lut alayhi salam. The people of Lut alayhi salam mistook them to be young men, obviously handsome young men. So these were what we might call prime targets for people that had their type of nature. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَجَاءَهُ قَوْمُهُ يُهْرَعُونَ إِلَيْهِ. The nation of Lut alayhi salam came running to him. Obviously, after they had realized that Lut alayhi salam had some guests who were, as we mentioned, prime targets for them, they came running. وَمِن قَبْلُ كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Allah Ta'ala says, before this, they had always engaged sayyi'at, in other words, in an evil, very, very evil deed. The Quran refers to this act which they were involved in as being something that is extremely evil, totally haram, totally prohibited in Shariat, in Islam. Lut alayhi salam entreated them, Ya Qawm, he said, O my people, Ha ulai banati hunna atharu lakum fattaqullah ولا تخزوني في ضيفي أليس منكم رجل الرشيد. He entreated them and he said that, pointing to the women of his nature, of his nation. In other words, encouraging them to go towards that which is natural and that which is permissible. Elsewhere in the Quran, more detail comes about what he told them. أَتَأْتُونَ الذُّكْرَانَ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ وَتَذَرُونَ مَا خَلَقَ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ. That what is the matter with you, that you people are approaching males from amongst the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you are abandoning and leaving that which your Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created for you from amongst females. So Lut alayhi salam encouraged them to move away from haram towards that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala khalaqa lakum rabbukum min azwajikum. In other words, that which is natural, that which is accepted. He encouraged them to move towards that. In the tafsir of this, on the one hand, it would be assumed by Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam that these males were Muslims, they were people of Iman. He also at that time did not know that there were malaika that had come in human form. So if, when he said to his people, Ha ulai banati, these are my daughters, they would be better for you. Two issues arise here. On the one hand, those that had come running to Lut alayhi salam to carry out this abominable act, they were obviously not people of Iman. They were kuffar. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's azab, umumi azab, came upon the nation of Lut alayhi salam. One is the crime of homosexuality, and with that the crime of kufr, which is in fact a greater crime. So Lut alayhi salam is encouraging them to marry women from amongst his nation. So the question now arises is that kuffar men are being told to marry women amongst whom they may be Muslim women, women of Iman. So in the tafsir or commentary of that, some of the mufassirin have written that in the shariat of Lut alayhi salam, Tazwijul Muslima min al kafir kanat jaiz, that a Muslim woman getting married to a kafir man, this, some mufassirin were of the opinion that in that shariat it was jaiz and permissible. Obviously, later on this became abrogated. In our shariat, it is not permissible for a Muslim woman to get married to a kafir male, even if he may be from the Ahl Kitab, from the what we call the people of the book, Jews or Christians. The next issue that arises is that Lut alayhi salam said, Ha ulai banati hunna atharu lakum. He said, these are my daughters. In other words, referring to females or women from amongst these people. And obviously, the fact that Lut alayhi salam is inviting them towards that which is natural, not only natural, atharu lakum, there is taharat, there is paki, there is purity in this. So Lut alayhi salam is inviting them that rather than approaching males, approach females. So the question, ha ulai banati, these are my daughters. Obviously, they were not really his daughters. The women of his nation will not be his, what we call, blood relatives. So to that, mufassirin explain, they say, لِأَنَّ كُلَّ نَبِيٍ أَبُو أُمَّتِهِ. In reality, every Nabi was the spiritual father of his nation. So هَاُلَاي banati, in that aspect, these are my daughters. In other words, he is the spiritual father of the nation. So in that sense, he is referring to these females as his daughters. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, he said, fear Allah, وَلَا تُخْزُونِ فِي ضَيْفِي, and do not disgrace me with regards to my guests. By you people trying to do this filthy act that you want to, or this abominable act that you want to engage in, which historically you used to engage in. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, مِن قَبْلُ كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّعَاتِ, that from before they had built this trend of doing this act. You are in fact going to disgrace me with regards to my guests. One, it is haram what you want to do, forbidden, unnatural, impure, and over and above that, you are committing a further crime. لَا تُخْزُونِ فِي غَيْفِي, you are disgracing me with regards to my guests. Because of this section of the verse, وَلَا تُخْزُونِ فِي ضَيْفِي, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has brought this verse in the introduction of the chapter, إِكْرَامُ الضَيْفِ, the chapter which deals with the honoring of the guest. And the reason being that to disgrace the guests of a person, in fact, constitutes disgracing that person himself. وَلَا تُخْزُونِ, don't disgrace me with regards to my guests. So part of the etiquette, if someone is the guest of someone you know, then part of honoring that person is to honor his mehman, honor his guests. So not only do we have to personally look after our guests, those that know us, that hear that someone is our guest, it is part of the ikram and honor of that person to keep the respect, dignity of that person. Don't run him down, don't make ghibat about him, don't say, look at him, he's going to eat at somebody else's house, can't eat in his own house, what is wrong with him, he's becoming taklif to someone else. Shaitan obviously doesn't leave anyone, so all these type of things, or these type of thoughts, or these inclinations towards this negativity, unfortunately today we are living in a time when negativity has become the order of the day. Speaking ill about others, thinking ill about others, etc. If someone is someone else's mehman and you come to know about it, very, very important to preserve the dignity and honor of that person. And then, Alaysa minkum rajulur rashid, Lut alayhi salam entreats his people, begging them, that is there not anyone amongst you who is righteous? So it is part of rushd, it is part of being righteous, to honor the guest of someone that you know. And obviously, again, allusion to the fact that this abominable act which the nation of Lut alayhi salam became synonymous with goes against the very essence of rushd. In other words, of being one who is pious or one who is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq subhanahu wa ta'ala.